33 years ago, the very first Caring for the Kenai winner, Maria Coles, had an idea of taking non-recyclable paper, mixing it with a polymer, and making a product out of it. Now let's fast forward 33 years, and as our students start looking for ideas to win the Caring for the Kenai competition, I'm talking with Patrick Simpson, who is with Alaska Plastic Recovery, otherwise known as Grizzly Wood, which is just that, isn't it, Patrick? You're taking these plastics, which have really become a problem in our oceans and in Alaska, and turning it into a product. How did you get that idea?
I grew up as a fisherman's son. I was on beaches my whole life, and I started to see how much accumulation of plastic we were getting on those beaches. I asked myself, as an engineer, I like numbers, how much is that? And I found out that that number is incredibly high. I think we have between 75 and 125 million pounds of plastic each year accumulating on our beaches because plastic is coming across from Southeast Asia, across the Kuroshio Current, coming up and getting hooked into the Alaska Current and getting deposited on our beaches. So I started thinking, well, what can we do about that? How do we get people engaged? And one thing led to another, and we ended up saying, why don't we take the plastics and convert it into something useful, construction products. And to that end, we've created a recycled plastic lumber from the plastics that we call Grizzly Wood.
And it's available right here in Alaska. You've worked with Diamond M Ranch over there, Blair Martin, and collecting the products. But the market, is it limited? Are people using this product now as much as they could?
They are. I think a lot of it is just letting people know we have the product. It's the equivalent of a Trex product. That people are very familiar with the Trex. Where we had a lot of traction last summer was picnic tables. We sold 17 picnic tables last summer because people are interested in seeing something used from this, and we were able to make those and resell them. We sell them for $1,250. We'll deliver them for free.
Now, is the market limited? I mean, you're making a picnic table that's going to last forever. It's not going to rot. You know, and even with treated lumber, they don't last forever. Your product's going to last forever. Are you ever going to run out of a market? And are you considering maybe having a value-added product that you could collect recyclables here and ship the finished product elsewhere?
I think at some point in the future, we may have to consider that. But if you think about, for example, trail rehabilitation, we have miles and miles of trail we're rehabilitating every year. And they're going in and they've got wood product in there. So I would like to be able to use plastic product, for example, on those trails. All of our parks and recs, if you've got picnic tables and park benches and gazebos, we could be in those spaces. They are boardwalks. So I think there's a big market out there for us to fill before we start thinking about going outside the state.
Now, what about the pricing? With inflation eating up everybody's income these days, looking for a product and trying to build as inexpensively as possible, can you compete with the high price of lumber?
Well, the price of our product is equivalent to Trex, but in 2024 only, we are pricing it at lumber prices. We want people to put this in their use. And so to do that, we said, why don't we just for 2024, to get as many people using this product as possible, we're pricing it at the same price as treated lumber. So we're hoping that the price isn't the deciding factor for using Grizzly Wood, at least in 2024. Now, going beyond that, we do have an ROI that we can show you in 5 to 7 years. You get your return on investment. This is going to last 50 years. It'll outlive all of us, I think. So I'm hopeful that we can get it in use. People can see the use, and then they'll see the value, and then we can build from there.
Okay, now we have quite a few stations where we can recycle our plastics. Most of us don't know what happens to it afterward. But could you use, and getting back to the Caring for the Kenai with kids getting involved, do you need more collection sites? Are there ideas of helping you retail this product that could happen?
For collection sites, we're working on getting a baler. I think that's a real key piece of equipment for us so that we can resize the plastic when we collect it for both storage and transportation. Right now, because plastic not a lot of weight, it just takes up a lot of volume, the transportation costs for used plastic is what's eating us alive. So we're working on that. If we can solve that, there was a program that we had last year through the Goods, Diamond M Ranch, and Cook Inlet Keeper that we were collecting plastics, and we want to restart that program. But we need to figure out this transportation and storage costs, which was eating us alive last year.
Okay, now as people look to summer and springtime and they say, I'm going to put up a new deck, how can they use Grizzly Wood to do that? Is there an online site they can go to?
There absolutely is. They can go to alaskaplasticrecovery.com, or they can just Google Grizzly Wood and you'll find us.
Getting that plastic out of the oceans and out of the system, but giving it a very usable and practical purpose. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and not only that, when you're done with that picnic table, give it back to us and we'll turn it into another picnic table. It's completely circular.
There's the recycling thing. Patrick Simpson is with the Alaska Plastic Recovery, otherwise known as Grizzly Wood. Check it out. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that plastic sound of KSRM.